Emmitt Smith joins us on Sports Byline, the Hall of Fame running back and the NFL's all-time leading rusher with 18,355 rushing yards. And also he holds the record for career rushing touchdowns and career 100-yard rushing games. Played 15 years in the NFL, mostly, of course, with Dallas and finishing up with Arizona. You know, Emmitt, when people hear those type of numbers, record-setting numbers, the media and the fans get a particular impression. But what is it that you appreciate most about what you were able to accomplish in football?
Well, I think when you look at what I was able to go through for 15 years, 15 years is an accomplishment all by itself, and being as durable as I was, and not turning the football over as much, you know, that I am very, very proud of. To be able to win 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, those are something. Those are other things that I'm extremely proud of. But most importantly, I just think that if I had to just say one thing, is that I gave the game all of me, and I received from the game as much as I gave to it.
What do you attribute that to when you think back upon it?
Which part? Because it was so much I just gave you.
Well, what I mean is what part of your complete body of work in football, what do you attribute that to when you think about the final results that you posted?
I think I attribute a lot of that to not only my God-given talent, but my ability to stay healthy and to play in situations where I wasn't quite as healthy as I needed to be, but I was still able to perform at a high level. Mental toughness plays a major role in terms of endurance and working your way through tough situations. Being able to be positive, even when things are negative against you. But working hard, being committed, being focused, being dedicated to your sport, and most importantly, loving what you're doing and not being satisfied with just the little bit of success that you had, but wanting to have long-term success at the same time.
You grew up in Pensacola, Florida, outstanding high school star down there, 106 touchdowns, 8,800 yards, and you averaged 7.8 yards per carry. But there has always been a nagging label put on you, and I always wondered whether that was something that inspired you and pushed you. Because some people, even when you were going to college, the recruiting analyst said that you were too small, too slow to succeed in major college football. Did you use that as an inspiration?
I would say in the back of my mind, yes, it was somewhat of a inspiration, but I never thought about it. I think I was more determined to be successful because of I knew I could. I knew I could do it. I knew I had the ability to do it. And most importantly, I think I had the support mechanisms around me. I mean, I had great teammates that was unselfish and was willing to pay the same price that I was willing to pay to be as good as we were as a team.
How did you end up?
So I think, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how did you end up at the University of Florida?
I mean, at the University of Florida, I mean, that was basically a school that I wanted to go to because they were the Gators. And my high school was the Gators. And so I wanted to stay with the orange and blue. And if I stayed in the state of Florida, it was only one school that I was planning on attending, and that was the University of Florida, which I love so much.
One recruiting expert said, and here's his quote, Emmitt Smith is a lugger, not a runner. He's not fast. He can't get around the corner. When he falls flat on his face, remember where you heard it first. Those are stinging words, my friend.
Yeah, my question is, where's that guy to this day? What is he doing? I think he lost all kinds of credibility just by that statement alone.
You're right. And I have another statement about you. It said, Smith squeezed every yard after yard out of plays that didn't have any yards in him at all. He didn't look especially fast or powerful or blindingly deceptive, yet he could not be stopped. Where did you develop?
The key word that I think he used there was squeezed out of every yard that he could. That in itself is an attribute to not only my talent, but my God-given ability to do such and be able to see things that way. The first gentleman that you gave the quote was, he's a guy that probably just look at statistics and look at sizes and say, this is what the NFL says a prototypical running back, and that's what I'm going with. We've done it this way for 50 years, and he's not willing to change an experienced talent at the level of a Barry Sanders or anyone else that has that come to the table with something different. Here you're talking about another guy to analyze truly the ability of a player to squeeze out every inch, every yard that they possibly can out of every play.
Do you think that players are graded more on the stopwatch and the things that we just talked about rather than, you know, that innate talent that they might have, the heart that they might have, Emmett?
I think you're absolutely correct in that regard. I think the things such as speed and size and agility are things that jump out at a lot of people. But the bottom line, the question is, and must be answered, do you have your football player? Or do you have your guy that's built like a football player?
Let me take you back to a game when you were at Florida, the one against Alabama where you broke Florida's 40-year-old time single rushing record, 39 carries for 224 yards. When you think back on that, what was the key to your ability to, first of all, carry the ball for 39 times?
Well, I've done that before in high school. I've had a number of carries where I've rushed for 316 yards in a very, very physical ball game against Milton High School. I did it a number of different times. And so at the end of the day, I think physically I was prepared to get above 20 carries. I think for me as a running back, I never really got to rolling until I got to 18 or 20 carries. And I also love to be at the point or the brink of exhaustion, because that's the area where I felt like I did my best when I didn't have to really think about it, and I was very instinctive. I was a very instinctive runner at that point, and that is fun. Is a fun place to be in. Most athletes call that the zone. Some you hear them say, "Man, I was in the zone," and that is a zone where things are just happening so natural, where you're so naturally that your ability is taking over, and that's a wonderful feeling.
You came to the National Football League a year earlier because Steve Spurrier got hired in 1990. Was that a tough decision for you to forego that last year?
It was an extremely, extremely tough decision for me to forego my senior year at the UF for a number of reasons. One, you know, I was raised as finishing up everything that you start, completing the job, completing the task at hand. And for 3 years at UF, I had experienced three different offensive coordinators every year. And going into my senior year, Steve Spurrier was coming in, would have been my fourth offensive coordinator. So I'd never really truly had the chance to grow with the same offensive coordinator or experience the same offensive consistency that needed to be developed to build upon a team that could grow to a competitive ball club to compete for the SEC championships and things like that. Unlike when Steve Spurrier came in, notice he was there for 10 years. Or if not longer, that offense stayed the same. So every player that came in had a chance to grow and learn in that offense and learn the nuances of the offense. I never had that at UF. And so when Steve came in my senior year, it left me in limbo because now I was starting all over again. And the question that lingered in my mind was whether or not I would be able to make the adjustment to this offense and, most importantly, can I perform at the level that I need to perform at in this offense. But then the biggest deterring factor for me was this. How much of a risk am I taking by staying here one more year? I've done all that I can do. If you look at the records that I set, look at the yardage that I was able to achieve along with my teammates in the 3 years that I was there, I would have been taking a huge, huge risk staying for my senior year.
Taken in the first round by the Dallas Cowboys, 17th pick overall, three Super Bowls, MVP of the Super Bowl as well. And when you look back upon your days with the Dallas Cowboys and the success that they had, what would you put your finger on was the one element that allowed you to perform so well and the team overall to be so successful, Emmett?
I think the one element was Jimmy Johnson. He came in with a singular focus. It was either his way or the highway. And knowing his way led to success at the University of Miami and believing that his way was going to lead to success here in Dallas. It was his way. And understanding that he had rules and regulations, and he set a discipline and a focus and a commitment, and he demanded the best out of each and every one of us, no matter who you was. That part I appreciated. He reminded me so much of my high school coach, whom I had a great deal of success with. We won 2 state championships in high school because we had a guy that had a singular focus, and he wanted every man to be the best football player that they can possibly be, and he wanted us to grow up to be good young men. Jimmy had the same philosophy, and I appreciated it. If that's what it took for us to win, I was willing to go through it. And I think all of my teammates, all of us, bought into that system, bought into that plan, and I think it yielded great returns.
When you take a look at the success that you had over your career, is there a particular moment that's kind of engraved in Emmett Smith's mind about a moment of that career?
Yeah, I think there are 2 particular moments that stands out in my mind. One of those moments was me personally had to dig deeper than I ever thought I could go, to finish a game against the New York Giants when I hurt my shoulder in 1993, I believe, up in New York. I had to call up on, some people say you call up on the football gods to get you through. Well, that's what I had to do in order to make it through 2.5 quarters of football after I had a grade 3 separation in New York. The second moment came in 94-95 year, I believe, when we lost to San Francisco out there in the NFC Championship game. I got a chance to see the soul of the game come out of every teammate that I had. And what I mean by the soul of the game, it wasn't about money. It was about us winning. It was about us not quitting, falling behind to San Francisco in the first quarter by 21 points, turning the football over in our first 3 possessions, but yet fighting to the very end and landed on the line and seeing in the eyes of every one of my teammates the determination to overcome that obstacle. Those are things that you hold your hat up on. Those are things that make the game such a wonderful football game.
You are involved in a very special effort, and I want you to talk about Takeda Pharmaceuticals and the battle that you have with gout and how important that is, that relationship. Mm-hmm.
Well, I joined forces with Takeda Pharmaceutical about 4 or 5 months ago to bring awareness to the program that we have that help people become more educated about gout. Gout is a serious form of arthritis, and I learned about it approximately 2.5 years ago when I had my first flare-up, and it was one of the most painful flare-ups that I've had or one of the most painful experiences that I've had in my career, period. I equated to the pain that I went through in New York with that shoulder, to be exact about it. But one thing about gout, it is manageable. And gout, with gout, if you get to your physician, go get the test done and let them come back and determine what your uric acid levels look like. High uric acid levels is one of the things that triggers gout within the body. And so if you need more information about gout, I would say go to gout.com to get as much information as you possibly can before you go to your doctor. So when you go to your doctor, you are equipped with the questions that you need to ask of that person. And make sure, and that's your doctor's responsibility from that point on, to make sure that you're on the right medication for you.
Is there a website people can get more information on this too also, Emmett?
Yes, you can go to gout.com to get as much information as you possibly can on gout.
Emmett, I want to thank you very much. Let me tell you how much I respected your career. I know how difficult the professional game is, and you certainly were exemplary not only on the field, but also you have been off the field as well. Thank you very much for your time. You're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Emmett Smith, the Hall of Fame running back, again, the NFL's all-time leading rusher with 18,355 rushing yards. He holds the record for career rushing touchdowns, 164, and career 100-yard rushing games as well. He had 78. And Smith is the only running back to ever win a Super Bowl championship, the NFL's MVP award, the NFL's rushing crown, and the Super Bowl MVP award all in the same season. That happened in 1993. We continue on Sports Byline.